You're holding off Mem Tes Amud Aleph on top. Again, in the middle of the Shiloh, the last Gemara was Hidashin the Pasuk of Liznois Beis Aviyah, that there was a new Pasha of Anara Hamarosa. Means if you have a girl that's Anara, she's 12 years old to 12 and a half, and she's Marosa, means she has Erison only. So the new Pasha, if she has Nus with another man, she's Chayes Kila. A new Chiddush. Mashenken, once she becomes a Bageris, and once she becomes a Nesuya, then if she has Nus with another man, then she's Chayim Chenik. But the Chiddush of Nara HaMarosa that gets Kila is Dafka when she's a Nara and a Marosa. So he said, what about, the Mishnah talks about if the father gives her over to the Shliach of the Baal for Nesuyin. So that we said a Chiddush that once the father gives his daughter over to the Shliach of the Baal to take her, like, to his house now, so from then on, if she has Nus with another man, she's Chayiv Cheneg, she's not Chayiv Skila. Because the Pasuk says, Lizno is based over here. Yoni Chayiv Skila when the girl is still in her father's house, by her father's house. That's the Pshat. The aside of Erison, the aside of Erison is that the mole used to first make Erison, she's still called Bishosav. When you make Nisui and then she leaves the father's house completely, goes to the Baal's house.
What's more severe?
Skila? Skila is more severe, right? Mm-hmm. So that's the Chiddush of Nara Marosa. Now we ask the question now, Vyema, let's say, Heicho da Hodra Levenosa, Hodra Lemilsa. What's going to be, we're talking about now, where the father, he already married off his daughter, she's an Arusa. And they wait 12 months till they make the Nisuyin. Now it comes time to make the Nisuyin. So he said, we're talking about that the father sent her with the Shliach of the Baal. So they're on the road now, and they're taking her to the husband. So that we said, if she has Nus now, she doesn't get Skiller anymore, she gets Chenik. Whereas Nakasha, what's going to be if, let's say, she changes her mind, or she gets scared, she doesn't want to go to her husband, she doesn't want to have Nisuyin, she wants to come back to her father's house. So what's going to be if she runs back home, that she comes back to her father's house? Because Akasha, let's say now she should get Skila. Let's call it Liznois Beis Aviyah. As in the case where she didn't go with the Shliach of the husband to meet the husband, but she went back to her father's house. And she's still by her father's house. And now she has Nus with another man. So really she's still a Nara. And really all she had is only Erison until now. The Nisuyin didn't help. So let's say she goes back to her father's house completely, that she should have skila. So this Gemara says, Amar Rav, Rav says no. Hahu kfar posko tonet v'Rav Yishmael. Tonet v'Rav Yishmael learned, taught us like this. The tonet v'Rav Yishmael, we learned in the debate, in the Beis HaMedrash of Rav Yishmael, the posik says, v'neder almono ugrusha. Kol asher osra anasha, yokem alei. If you have a lady, that's an almona. She doesn't have a husband, or else Gerusha, she received a get. So in such a case, Kol Asher Osra Nasha, she makes a neder upon herself, Yokum Alei, it's Chal, it is a neder. So the Mura Sakasha, Ma Tam Aleim, what's the Chiddush over here? Faloi Mutsas Mechlalav, Mamonashach. We're talking about she was already married to a husband, and they had Nesuyin. So whenever the girl has Nesuyin, even though she's a Nara, she goes out of the Rishus Av. Like this, the halacha is when you have your own daughter, until she's even when she's a Nara, if she makes a neder, the father has the right to be made for her nedarim, until she becomes a begeris. But until she's 12 and a half years old, if your daughter makes a neder, the father has the right to be made for her. To say it's no good. Mashenkin, here we're talking about this girl had nesuyin. She was married with nesuyin, so she went out of the father's house. The father can't be made for her nedarim. And she also doesn't have a husband. We're talking about a namana. The husband died. Or else the grusha, the husband gave her a get. So the pasuk kashra is, what's the chiddush of the pasuk? Now the pasuk says that this lady now makes a nether, it's a good nether. And the only way to get rid of it is to go to a chacham to be mat in the dorim. So the mara pshita, she has no husband to go to. A regular lady, she goes to a husband. Husband can be made for the nether. But here she's namana or grusha. So for the Gemara, Harei, Motsas Mechlalav, Motsas Mechlalbal, this girl, went out of the father's house, and she doesn't have a husband anymore. So Pshita, her neder, is called the good neder. What's the Kiddush of the Pasuk? Elo, the Pasuk means like this, Harei Shemosar Ra'av L'shluchi Yabal. Again, where first he only made Erison, they made Kiddushin, and the girl was still living in the father's house. And now came the time to make Nisuyin. So the father gave her over, gave his daughter over to the Shluchi Habal, to the messenger from the husband. Or else, Shemosru Shluchi Ab, the Shluchi Habal. Started out that the father sent a messenger with her to bring her to the husband. And in the middle of the road, the Shliach of the father met the Shliach of the Baal. And they gave her over now to the Shliach of the Baal. That's what happened. That's called the Mesira, in order to make a Nisuyin later on. That she was given over to the Shliach of the Baal to make Nisuyin. Now, Venis Armanlaw, and let's say now the husband dies. Baderech, or Nisgarsh, or else the husband gives her a get now, even before he makes a real Nisuyin. So what's going to be in such a case? Eichani Karabo, Beis Aviyah Shalzu, or Beis Baila Shalzu, what do I call this girl now? Is she still called in the father's house that the father could still be made for her in the Dorim? In other words, do we consider this like a Maisa Nisuyin? Or no, we say, nurse, one way is it's not called a Maisa Nisuyin, because she never really got to the husband's house, so maybe she's still called Brishus Avi in the father's house. Or maybe no, since she was sent to the messenger of the husband, it's considered like she's already based by law. Shelzu, so what do? And the Loimlo comes to teach us like this, that Kivon Shiyotze Shroachas, Mishusav, as soon as the girl, the daughter, leaves her father's house for even 1 second, once she was given over to the shliach of the husband, she went out of her father's rishus. The pasuk is telling us, shuv ein yochel hofer. She never comes back to the father's rishus anymore. Even if the husband dies, or even if she runs back to her father's house, nothing doing. Once the father gave his daughter over to the shliach of the Baal, it's considered like she went into the rishus of the Baal, and she went out of the father's rishus, that she can never come back anymore to the father's rishus. Even if the husband dies now, it's like she was married with Nisuyin, that if her husband dies, she doesn't go back to her father's rishus. The father has no more rights over her. The father can't be made for the Nedarim. So mainly the same halacha applies to us also. Negate to the halacha of a Nara Amarasa. When do we say this girl that's Maros only has Erisin? If she has Nus with another man, she gets Kilo only if she never left the father's house. But in this case, where the father sent her away with the Shliach of the Baal, so for 1 second it's considered like she left the father's house, so therefore she lost her din of a Nara Hamarasa. And if she has Nus now, she doesn't get Skila, but only Chenik. And even though we say now she'll run back to the father's house, it doesn't make a difference. That's the Shrusha, that once she left the father's house, L'shur Achas, for 1 second even, she doesn't come back to the father's Rishus anymore. Omer Rav Papa says, Afana Namitanina. We also learned like this. I bring you right from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. It says, Habo al Nara Maroso, of a man is Mizana, lives with a Nara, a girl that's 12 years old. Hamarosa, she has Erisin, she's married to a man, and a Chayiv, when is there a Pasha, the Chayiv Skila, Achete Nara? The girl has to be a Nara, means from 12 to 12 and a half. Pesula, it also has to be that she never lived with a man yet. And Marosa, she has to be that she only has Erisin, she doesn't have Nisuin yet. It says, Vihiba Vesavia, she's also still at the father's house. That's what the Pasuk says. In such a case, if a man lives with her now, they're chayiv skila. Whether the man or whether she does the bratzon, she's chayiv skila also. Tamar says, what do we need this pasuk for? Bishlei manara tells us she has to be a nara. It's good for loy begeris. It's like exeris akasiv. Only when the girl is 12 to 12 and a half. But once she becomes 12 and a half years old, that's called a begeris, another stage in life. Her body changes even more. Then she doesn't have the loch of nara marasa. Even though she has the same status about it, Eishesish, that she's married the same way, but once her body becomes a Begeris, there's no more Chayiv Skila. If a man lives with her now, they're only Chayiv Chenik. Bsula, what does the Pasuk mean? She has to be a Bsula. That means, V'loy Bula, that she didn't live with a man yet. But if the girl lived with a man even before she got married, and then she has Erisin, even though she's a Nara, if now she lives with another man, she's only Chayiv Chenik, not Skila. The Pasha of Skila is only by Nara, and she has to be a Basula. Murasa, what does the Pasuk say that she's only married? The Diyak is Vloy Nisuya, and not if she has Nisuyin. When she has Nisuyin with the husband, and now if somebody else lives with her, there's no more Chiyah Skila. Then the Pasuk says she still has to be at the father's house. is Lamute Mai. What is that teaching us? It says already in Murosa that she has to only have Erisin and not Nisuyin. So what does it mean, Beisaviyah? Lav Lamute doesn't come to exclude that in the case of our case, that Mos or Av, Lishluchi Abal, in the case where the father gave over his daughter to the Shliach of the Baal, to the husband's messenger, to take her to him, from that second it's called that she left the Beisaviyah, she's not called the Beisaviyah anymore. And upon the way, or even if she returns back home from now on, she won't get skiller anymore. So it's a riot to what we're saying, that Beisaviyah means she has to stay there. But if she left the father's house for 1 minute even, she can't come back anymore. She doesn't have a din of Beisaviyah. Omer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Afanan Mamitanina. We also learned like this, from the Mishnah Sanhedrin, that it says, Habo Aleshes Ish, if somebody is Mizana with a married lady, Kivan Shinichnasol Rishus Abal Nisuyin, as soon as the lady went to her husband's Rishus for Nisuyin, Afa Pishla Nivalo, even though they didn't live together yet, does Yava Kala, that they had Erisin, let's say a year ago, and now comes the night they're going to have Nisuyin, and they made the chuppah ready, and after the chuppah, before the husband lived with them, she had nus with somebody else. The lacher is Abu Alea Reza Bechenik. If somebody lives with her at that time, after the Nisuyin, before the husband lived with her, so she's still called a Psula, the din is they only get chenik, that's all. Nichnasol Rishus HaBal, Bi'almo Shmamina. So it says a Lashon over here, Kivan Shenichnasol Rishus HaBal. As soon as she came into the Rishus of the Baal, it changes her din, she doesn't get skiller anymore, but only chenik. Mashma bi'alma, mashma, any type of coming in to the Rishus of the Baal, it's called no more b'shusav, she doesn't get skila. So Shemamin, this will also be a raya, that as long as the father turned her over for 1 minute to the Rishus of the Baal, to the Shliach of the Baal, she's not called b'vesavi anymore. And from then on, she doesn't have a loch of skila, but from then on, the din is only ichenik. So mashma, that's the maskona, that's the psak loch like this. Now once the girl was given over to the Shliach of the Baal, she's out of her husband's Rishus, out of the father's Rishus, and now she won't get skila, only chenik. So at the Mishnah. Ho'av eino chayi b'mezoines bitoy. A father, midiraisa, does not have a chiyuv to support, to feed his daughter. Doesn't have a chiyuv to support his kids. Rashi says, what b'chayiv when he's alive? G'mor meforesh shamayin noket bitoy. What do we say, your daughter, what about your son? Same halacha applies to your son also. But Zem Midrash Doris Reb Loza ben Azaya. Reb Loza ben Azaya made a drasha like this. Lefnei Chachomim b'kerem b'yavna. He made this drasha in front of the Chomim in the kerem of b'yavna. So Rashi says, why is it called b'kerem b'yavna? Al shem she yoshvim shura shuras k'kerem. That Tamidim was sitting like around and around like in a vineyard. That's the way the rows of chairs were. It looked like a vineyard, one row after another row after another row. So the kid ran the Rashi before says, V'yayim sheminu nasi. They appointed Rabbi Lozab ben Azariah to be the nasi. So the day he became the nasi, he made this drasha. And he said, Habonim yirshu. There's such a locha that when the father dies, the son yashins the father. And who Rashi it's on, we'll soon see here. Habonim yirshu. The sons yashin inherit the father. V'habonos yizaynu. There's also a tanaik suba that when the father dies, the daughters have a right to get mezonos, to get fed from the nechassim of the father. We'll soon see Rashi why. This is a tanaik suba. This is what it says in the mother's suba, that when the husband dies, her daughter has to be fed from the father's nechassim. Now the diuk is like this: maha bonim, just like the children, the sons, einam yorshim eloliacha misas av. When does the son get Yerusha? When do they inherit their father? Only after the father died. But mashma, when the father was alive, the sons have nothing from the father. Is afabonos, the same thing applied to the daughters, a nizonos. They have no right to get fed, to get mezonos from the father's property, el oliacha misasavian. Only after the father dies. But calls the man, the father is alive, that's the locha, they don't have a right to get mezonos. Midiraisa. Rashi says, Habonim Yirshu v'Habonis Yizaynu. Rashi says, Shtei Takonos Tiknu Bezdin Matanai Ksuba. These are two Takonis that Bezdin made when you write up a Ksuba. And we'll see more about it later in the Masechta Nafnun Beis. that it says Habonim Yirshuk Subas Bonadichrin. It says sons Yarshin the mother's ksuba. The Tanan b'Masnisim, we'll learn a Mishnah later, Bonin Dichrin, the Hevel L'chiminoi, when a lady gets married, like she makes a Tanai with her husband in the Ksuba, that the son that I'm going to have from you, now let's say a man had sons from a lady before, and he remarries now, so the second wife makes a Tanai and says, that the children, the sons I'm going to have from you, Inan Yarsin Kesel Ksuba Secho, Yeser Achokeim. I want my sons to Yarsin my Ksuba. In the case, let's say she dies, and then the husband dies, so she wants to make sure that her children yarshin haksuba more than just the yerusha they'll get from their father. But this we'll see more later on that nun base. That was one takona. Fahainu habonim yirshu ksubas bonim dichrin. That means the sons yarshin their mother's ksuba. Later on, another three daf, we'll see exactly what it is. That's one takona, that the sons yarshin their mother's ksuba. The habonos yizaynu bonen nukven the hevel l'chiminoi. She says also in the ksuba that any girls, any daughters that I have from you, in them you have in yasum ebesi. They should be sitting in my house on Mrs. Noam in the chosay, and they should get them a panosa, that the money from your property, adati bagrun, until they become vagaris, or yatit lochon the guvern, or until they get married. But either until they're 12 and a half years old, they have to get supported from your nechosim. This is a Tanai Ksuba that it says in the Ksuba. So the Diyik is, just like the sons only yashin their mother's Ksuba after the father dies, is the same thing. The daughters only get mezainis from their father after the father dies. From the Nechasim, the Yorshim have to pay the daughters also to live on. But when the father is alive, there's no Chiyuv Midiraisa for father to support his children. So Shiloh, till they're 6 years old, some learn there is a Chiyuv. Up until six, they can't manage on their own, then you have the chiyuv to support them. But after six, there's no more chiyuv to support your kids. And we'll see in the Gemara. So the Gemara. The Gemara's mashma, the mizoynos bita, with your daughter's food, who the yainin chayiv? There you have no chiyuv, a father doesn't have a chiyuv to support his daughter. For the mizoynos benoi chayiv, but it's mashma from the Mishnah, if you have a son, your son, you do have a chiyuv to support your son, to give him mizoynos. Right, another diik is, bita nami, even by your daughter, smashma choiva hudaleka. There's no chiv, you're not forced to support your daughter. Ho mitzvika, but mashma v'yesem, but I'll tell you it's a mitzvah. There is a mitzvah to support your daughter. That's what smashma for now Mishnah. So Gemara says, if so, mani matnisen. Who does now Mishnah go like? Lechura lo Rabbi Meir, lo Rabbi Yehuda, v'lo Rabbi Yechonon ben Brucha. Our Mishnah does not go like either one of these three mandiyamrim. Why? The Tanya would learn like this. Mitzvah lozenes abonis. There's a mitzvah, mashma not a chayv. You don't have an obligation. It's just a mitzvah if you do it, it's something good to support, feed your daughters. Mitzvah lozenes abonis. And kal v'chaymel abonim. Remeyo, there's a kal v'chaymel. For sure, there's a mitzvah to support your own sons. Why? The yasku b'teira. Because they learn Torah. Since they learn Torah, they're more important. It's more important to keep them learning Torah. Therefore, if you have to, it's a mitzvah to support your daughters that don't learn Torah. For sure, there's a mitzvah to support your sons that learn Torah. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Reimer, mitzvah lozen nesabonim. He holds no, the opposite way. It's a mitzvah to support your sons. But you should know the kal v'chaymer labonis. And he holds double for sure to kal v'chaymer that you also have to support your daughters. Why? Mishum zilusa. It's a big zilzla. It's a big embarrassment, like, to make your daughters go out to collect money than your sons. For a boy, it's not such embarrassment to have to collect money. Therefore, for sure, it's a svarot, you have to support your daughters, mishum zilusa. But they both hold it's a mitzvah to support both your son and your daughter. Shalu, which is the Iker, which is the tough hold, but both Rabbi Meir and both Rabbi Yehuda hold, there's a mitzvah to support both of them. Rabbi Yochanan ben Brukhu Aymer, Choyva Loza Nesabonis, Li'acha Misa Savin. He holds no. There's a Choyva as a Tanai Ksuba that you have to feed your daughters. After the husband dies, then whoever Yarshin, the Nechasim, have to give money to the daughters. The daughters get fed after the father dies from his property. Alba b'chayi avin, but when the father is alive, Rabbi Yechon Mabruka holds, Eilu v'yeilu eina nizaynin. No, Mashman is not even a mitzvah. There's not even a mitzvah for the father to support either his daughter or his son. That's what Rabbi Yechon Mabruka holds. So who the kasher is now, mani masnisin. If so, who does our Mishnah go like? Reb Meir, if you want to say our Mishnah goes like Reb Meir, Omar born a mitzvah. Reb Meir says there's a mitzvah to support your sons. And now Mishnah Tzaddik, it's only a mitzvah on your daughter and not on your son. So it's not like Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda, if you want to say Mishnah goes like Reb Yehuda, Omar born a nani mitzvah. He again also says there's a mitzvah to support both of them. And the Mishnah's mashma, it's only a mitzvah on bitoy, on your daughter and not on your son. Reb Yechonah ben Bruka, if the Mishnah should go according to Reb Yechonah ben Bruka, afilu mitzvah nami leka. His mashma, there's no mitzvah, there's no choy b'chlau to support your children. Just la'acha misa, when the father dies, then there's a loch upon the Yorshim that there's a choy they have to support the daughters. But mashma, when the father is alive, there's no chiv at all to support your children. So who does that Mishnah go like? So my answer, it could go like any one of them. He boy is same if you want, I'll tell you Rabbi Meir. He boy is same if you want, I'll tell you Rabbi Yehuda. And he boy is same Rabbi Yechon ben Baruch. If you want, I'll tell you, it goes according to Rabbi Yechon ben Baruch also. How Mishnah go according to either one of them? What's the pshat? He boy is same if you want, I'll tell you Rabbi Meir. How Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir holds there's a mitzvah to support, to be mazin, your son and your daughter. So I am Mishnah's mashma only on the bito, your daughter, not your son. Vochikom, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Ho'av einoi chayiv b'mezoynes bitoy. A father does not have a chiyiv, there's no obligation to support your daughter. Vu'adin lebnoi, the same malach applies upon your daughter. Ho'mitzvah lelebnoi, the same din applies on your son, right. Ho'mitzvah bebito iko, but there is a mitzvah to support your daughter. And enechanami v'kal v'choyim lebonim. Could be that's the kal v'choyimah for your bonim also. Like Reb Meir holds, that since your sons learn Torah, it's a kal v'choyimah you should have to support them also. Like make it easy for them to learn. So why does the Mishnah just talk about your bitoy, your daughter? The reason why the Mishnah says that there's no chiv to support your daughter, that the afilo bitoy chayvu deleko mitzvika. According to Reb Meir, Reb Meir holds there's a mitzvah to support your son. Now the Mishnah wants to say the Chiddush that there's even a mitzvah to support your daughter also. That's why the Mishnah talks about the daughter. So the Mishnah says there's no chiv to support your daughter, which the Diyuk is though, but there is a mitzvah to support your daughter. Why do they pick on the daughter for? Because according to Reb Meir, the son, pshita, there's a mitzvah to support him. Let him learn Torah. The Chiddush is even your daughter also, there's a mitzvah to support her. Another Torah says, I'll tell you, Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Vochikom, this is what our Mishnah means to say. Ho'av eino chayi b'mezoynes bitoy v'kol shchem lebnoi. There's no chiyuv upon the father to support his daughter or his son. Ho'mitzvah b'bnoyika. But the diak is for the son, for sure there's a mitzvah. V'kal v'chayim lebonos. And for sure there's a mitzvah to support your daughters. To give you this svar was because it's a zelusa. It's a big embarrassment to make your daughters go and collect money. Therefore, it's a kavachayim, you have to support your daughters. For diktani bitoy, if so, why did our Mishnah only pick upon your daughter? Why not about the son? Hokam ashvelon. This is what the Mishnah wants to teach us. That the afilu bitoy chay v'leka. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds more from supporting your daughters. He holds it's a big zelusa to make your daughters collect money. So I would have thought maybe there would be a chiv then upon the father to support his daughter. Kamash on the Mishnah, no. There's no chiv for the father to support his daughters. Like Bezman can't force him to. But if he does it, Avad has a mitzvah to do it. So therefore the Mishnah could come out good according to Rabbi Yehuda also. The boy is saying another Teretzak, if you want I can tell you, we have Yechonim ben Bruka. That our Mishnah even goes according to Yechonim ben Bruka. That he holds there's no mitzvah even to support either one of them. Whether your son, your daughter, there's no mitzvah. Aye, the Mishnah's mashma is just not a chayv on your daughter, but mashma there is the mitzvah. I'll tell you now, vochi koma, this is what our Mishnah means to say. Ein oichayi b'mezoynes bitoy, vu adin lebnoi, for hu adin di afilu mitzvah na mileka. Our Mishnah just saying one statement that there's no chiyuv to support your daughter, but it also includes not your son, and also includes there's not even a mitzvah to support them. The Zoyis, so why does it say Lashon not chayiv l'mezoinos? Why didn't it say ain't a mitzvah? T'yadid debonos liyacha misa savim chayva. Since the end of the Mishnah talks about when the father dies and the sons the Yashin is nechasim, they have a chiyuv to support the daughters from his nechasim. That's the Tanakh Suba, and then it's a chayiv to do it. His Tani Nami, therefore, the beginning of the Mishnah, when it's talking about when the father was still alive, it says Loshnov, ain't a chayiv. He does not have a chiyuv to support his daughters. But really, who adin, he has no mitzvah either. There's not even a mitzvah to support your daughters afterwards. The Mishnahs are telling us a chiddush at the end, that when the father dies, then there is a chayiv upon the Yashin to support the daughters. So since at the end it says Lashon of a chayiv, the beginning also says you have no chayiv to support your daughters. But really there's not even a mitzvah either. For Omer Rabbi Loi, Omer Resh Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chanina, that Biusha Eskino, and Usha they made a takona. Rashi says, Busha, the third line Rashi says it means, Kishe Yoshru Sanhedria Gozis Busha. When the Sanhedrin sat down in Usha, Sheyachas Miesa Golius, Shagolsa Sanhedrin. This is one of the 10 Golius where the Sanhedrin had to move from. When they left, Meshas the Golus of Eretz Yisrael, they had to move 10 different places. Kiniyam of Rosh Hashanah. This is one of them, they sat down in one place in Usha. So when the Sanhedrin was in Usha, they made a takana. Now the Gemara goes through a few takonis that made their Busha. So his famous case, they made a takana in Usha. Busha means when the Sanhedrin left Yerushalayim and went to Golus, they stopped off one place, was in Usha. So they made a takana over there, Shei Odom Zan Es Bonov Yes Benoisov Shem Ketanim. They made a takana midrabonin that a father should and has a chiv midrabonin to support his children when they're young. Bonov or Benoisov, his sons, his daughters, Kishen Ketanim, when they're small. So Shalom, what does Ketanim mean? Rashi learns Kishen Ketanim, Achi of Yusaris. Mashm, as long as they're a cotton, Mashm by a girl until she's 12, and by a boy until she's fully 13, Saris Pashim until he becomes a Gadol or a Gedola. Tosis learns, Avoktani Ketanim Lechuli Yal Machayim, because Yalam Masayf Afopi. Mashma, that small ones, and some said it means until 6 years old, according to everybody. Like even, because our machlekes here is after 6 years old. But when they're very small children, everybody holds a chiyuv for the parents to support them. Otherwise, they won't be able to live. The only machlekes is when they're 6 years old that they could take care of themselves, is there still a chiyuv upon the father to support them. So the other manyanim say no. And in Usha, the Meir Takono, Shiyodo, Mashmina, there's a chiyuv upon a person to support your children when they're young, when they're ketanim. Iboilio, we have a kasha now. Hilchus HaKavosoi, Oyein Hilchus HaKavosoi. Do we paskin like this Takono or not? Is there a chiyuv now to support your sons when they're young? Toshima, I'll bring you Raya. A person came in front of Rabbi Yehuda. Omalhu, he said like this. Rabbi Yehuda said to him, Yarud Yaldo, Yarud is like a very wicked animal. Rashi says, Tanin, Toyin Tanim, who Achzori, Abonav. So it's a bad animal that's very Achzori, very mean upon his children. So it says, Lashna Yadur Yaldo, this animal gives birth, the Avnei Mosa Shadya, and he throws his children upon the city to take care of it. In other words, it's not nice that parents shouldn't support their own children. Avad, the father, has to take care of his children. Like turn over this mortar. In other words, give him like a platform to stand on. Bitzibura. Velekim and get up in front of the tzibur. Velekim and say like this. Urva boyi bini. Urva boyi bini. Vulgarvula boyi bini. Like a raven takes care of their children. And this man doesn't want to take care of his children. As a person doesn't want to support his children, Bezdin tells him he has to support them. For the Gemara be Urva boy bini, is that true that a raven takes care of his children? But here the pasuk says, Livnei Oirav Asheikro, Mashma, the young ravens scream out, Mashma, the parents don't take care of them. So Mashma, the parents don't take care of their children by the Oirav. The Gemara says, Lakasha, Habachiyura, when they're white, they're very small, then the parents don't like them. Habayuch, when they get a little bit old and black, then the parents like them. So Kitzu bring a Maisim here that when they came in front of Talmid Chomim, they told him, you have to support your children. Mashmur, we hold Alocha like the Konasusha, that there's a chiv upon a father to support his children, I call upon him until they're at least a gadol, till at least Brahevis, like Rash learns, till they bring Cyrus. Ki heve osla kaim with the Rava. When it came in front of Rava, Omalei, Rava said to this man, Nichalon, the Nisne Benechim, it's Daka. Do you want, like if you don't support him, who's going to support him? Do you want your children to go around and collect Daka money to live from? The Mara says, Lo yamor ne lo yamid. And it's only that we talk Mashra up until now, they only spoke nicely to the father, but they didn't force him. So, Lo yamorin, when do we only talk nice to them and don't force them? El de lo yamid, when the father is not rich. Avol omid, but if the father can afford it and is rich, kafinin lay al korchein, then we force him to support his children even if he doesn't want to. If the father can't afford it, then we don't force him, we just tell him to do it. But if he could afford it, then is adin bezin is even kafinin lay. Bezin forces him to support. Ki hod the rova like rova, fakafiel rav nosam arami, he mamish forced rav nosam arami, fiyafak minei, dalet meyazuz let's talk.